We're holding Mel Simon Kuf Tzadik Vav. First, to go back or to clarify how we ended off yesterday. In Sif Aleph, we have the locha of an Isha sees a couple of days. In Sif Beis, we have an Isha who saw only one day. The chumus in Sif Beis is two things. Number one, she cannot do a bdika shachris. And Medina, she has to do a case of a meich. The question is, when a person does a hefzik after 5 days, and then she's milva zainikim, let's say on day five, she comes along during zainikim, and she sees dam, a ri'ah. Is that nichl in the halacha of Sif Aleph, and will only be chumras and milas? Or is that halacha of Sif Bey, is a nimedinoi, a hefzik, at the end, some of banish moshes, and medina in the case of a moich? So my says, mefush in the shach that way, brought down by all the paiskim, that any riyah during the Zayin Akim is nichl in the chumah of Rosa B'yayim Echad. Unless, he says, a case of a kesem. Otherwise, any riyah you have during the Zayin Akim, avada is a chumah of Zabayz, of a case of a moich dachok, and have to be b'dika samch l'benesh moshes. However, what's the shayla among the svarim? Are two questions. Number one, the case of the shach is the case of a riyah mamish. Let's say you had only a drop of dam, you did a b'dika, and you found a mashu of dam on top of the b'dika cloth. And the Rav said, the Ma'ase it's Osir. Is that going to be the same sugya that we say now the Ma'ane of Psuach and you have the Chumra of Sepeiz? That's what we mentioned there's a Machlaikis among the Gedolei Achronim. The Tov Tam V'Das of Shlom Kluger, Til David, he says, there's no chilek. We see the Shach is Machmer. Once you Machmer in any ear, whether the ear means had a real flow, whether it's Tipas Dam, not to Machalik. I saw the Shenim from Rosh Engel and the Moshe and Shuvah of Shlom Zalman. They say, no, the whole entire loch is dafku when you have a riyah, ma'im suach, tipa that comes out, that won't be nichl in the skin of this chumra over here of Sif Beis. That's one question. A second question is, also in this chumra over here, that you see during the riyah of the Zayin Akiyim, as you get a ro'asa yayim echad, is what happens that you see on the first day of the Zayin Akiyim. First day. Coming up by the shulchan and wants to discuss, maybe the first day shows that it was never nichl in having a clean day. It's not Ru'osiyim Echad. It's back to Lachal seeing a couple of days straight. Yeds of Tzarachin. The Ma'ase of those who want Taino, you need 24 hours to be clean over here. Shlom Zalman Chod Shorni Marakoyin. Atzal Hashenir Ravazin, others say not that way. You have to realize that even if this Machloikis is really built upon the assumption, like the Mechaber and Hamor, that if you see on the day of the Hefzik of 5 days straight, it's Nichlan Sif Alf, not Sif Beis. We go like the Chavadas. Anyway, any day that you see dam, is nichl rosi yom echad, has a chumah Sif Beis. That means the mice, what I mentioned yesterday, the minig of Yishlayim, that's poor time of Levushay Oz, that the loch is any part of the Zayin Akim that you see dam over there, the loch is a kamal to be makel, won't have the chumah rosi yom echad. Chutz akasha is against Mephorish, the shach that way. I'm not sure exactly how to answer this idea of why Zayin Akim. I hear one day, can you hear my Burke saying 3 days? But how in the world is Zayin Akim to be make over there? The Shach is black and white. Nichol Ru'asi Yom Echad. Therefore, build upon this, why I said end of yesterday, and I see your voice is very clear, that the Olam seems to be mezalzel in the idea of a Moich Dochok. They come along and say Moich Dochok after 5 days to do a Moich. Once it's during the Zayin Akim, the Moich, they seem to be make over there. Agam, according to numerous places, Medina over here. And he says, Varkert, it's more chomer during the Zayin Akim, says Rav Vosner, than the end of the 5 days. 5 days is a loch and Sif Aleph. During the Zayin Akim, the Shach says, even according to the Mechaber, the Maisi, need the loch of Moich Medinoi. And therefore, you should not take the loch of Moich very lightly, because mitzad, what the Shach says in front of us, it sounds like his Mamish Medinoi. Our Sukkot of Gimel is coming with the Mechaber and says, after you have the loch of a Hefzik and after you have the loch of a Moich, he says two other points. You have to wear a beggar that's knocky, and sadidim, your bed sheets should be knocky. Most of them are more upon this two aspects. The idea of a minig kosher, that before the hefzik, you do an act of rechitza, or the chalapachas, wash ba'is ha'makim. And the second thing Ramah's Moisif is the idea, it sounds like to wear levenim. The shalah had to read the Ramah means levenim or being washed, but the idea of having the concept being levenim. Now the makar for levenim is the idea, look at the Beis Yosef coming from the Mordechai. And the Goyin says, Be'etzim is Gemara on Shabbos, Daf Yud Gimel. Over there by the Sugya of Archokis, the Eliyahu is, how you be May Levincha? How you by the, you May Levincha? So you see the idea of Levinim is ready from the Makor is the Gemara over here. Now, obviously, we cannot do a case of Levaincha. Says Rama, Lechalapaka, do a case of Naki. That means you have four things being said over in Sif Gimel. Being Naki, being Levainim, Sadinim, and the case of Rechitza. So you really have to define all these things, what they mean. First, to get to the Lacha of Levainim. What's the reason behind it? Why do we have that idea of being Rechitza and to wear Levainim for? To come along the Torah of Shlomim on the page, he says, Levainim is coming to be Mekel, make it easier for you. It's a cool idea. It's a Itza Torah of Minik Kosher, which has to be Mekel. Because what would happen if during the Zainakim, you find a Kesem upon your Beged? The Lacha is in Sif Yud, we'll get to. That the first 3 days you cannot be Toilo on the Kesem. Therefore came along and said, you should wear something that's clean and white over here, to make sure that will not be a problem over here inside the Sugyo of the Tliya, and it won't come to mach for you, and there'll be Noki over here. That means this Minute Kosher has come to make things easier for you. And that those are being down that way, the Kar Chaim, Machsa Shekel. Come on, Numas Achoinim, it's three questions. Number one, the idea of the 3 days you cannot make a Tliya upon a Kesem. If you look in the Sif Yud, it's Ramah, not the Mechaber. So why is the Mechaber saying you have to wear something Naki? The second is, the idea of wearing something Naki is all 7 days. According to the Ramah, the idea should only be the first 3 days. Void, the Ramah says himself in Sif Yud, which we saw already in Simuk of Tzadi, that any dam that comes out from a Makah Shub Gufoi, that's Moitzi Dam, the Lach of the person can be Mekel even in the first 3 days. And says Ramon Simuk of Tzadi, that means even a dam of an Isha, when she was saw from me Anita a couple of days ago, that's Nichol in the Kula of dam being Moitzi from a Makah, that can be titled upon even in the first 3 days. So if, let's say she's wearing a Beged, and she finds upon her Beged, dam, and we're not sure if it's after this man or before this man of Hefsek Tyro, even according to Ramon, you can be titled upon the get of dam over here. David Achorim want to argue that the Yisrael is not like Minchas Yaakov to be Mekel. Faket says the Siddur Tyro, Lavosh, will come to be Machmer put upon, to Machmer on her. That means if you find upon her a Kesem, you might have been able to be Mekel and make it clear upon the knee that she was before the Hefsek. No, we want to wear something that's Naki or white and she's clean over here to be Machma upon her, to metam her, or to make me attuned to her body and say there's maybe a Chashah Kosh over here, and to say there's a Baya in this Kesem over here. That means, what is the Yisrael behind the being Naki and Levainim? So Shalom and Gdol Echornim is coming to make it better for her, coming to be Machma upon her. Now, once we have the Lacha wearing something Naki and Levainim, what happens? She wears Beidei Tzavainim. She wasn't supposed to, but she did. So come on the Pesach Shuvah and Sefkot and Yubayz, so the Maisa is not going to metama her. We have a Lach over here, the Big Day Tzvainim like Gazer, and it won't be metama her. Now, can you wear Lechad Chilo? Let's say in a situation where it's very hard to become clean. She has numerous Ksamim, for example, after childbirth, she's having on time. She has pills, she's standing a lot. Can you Lechad Chilo wear Big Day Tzvainim? Because once you say Big Day Tzvainim, she is Tahir over here. Can you Lechad Chilo help herself out when she's a hard time becoming clean? Kimatala Safla Bailo. So Kveg and Shuvan Khalik Bays and the Masham Khalik Allah brings it down, the place can go this way. The Maisa you can. It's a mini kosher. It's a correct thing to go do. But let's say you can't, because Yesh Latala Bailo, Mokumat Chak, and Khanami won't take on this chumma, but Mokumi Kimatai Ishla Bailo. However, if you can matar Ishla Bailo, Avad to be Machmer. Let's say in Isha was a Pesheya, and Lahacha, she wore a Big Day Tzavonim, and she knew she was not allowed to. She has to wear something that's Naki or Lovin. So come along over here, the Siddur Torah, he brings down the Mild stuck in the Tshuva, and says you should give a Knas against her. Knas. Put down the Chochma Zodim, and the Sforim bring down, you should make a Knas against her. Now, what's it mean to make a Knas? So where how the Mild stuck says, let's say you find a Kesem on top of the Big Day Tzavonim. You're not sure what color it is, you're not sure if, where it's coming from, maybe you have a clear. Maisa, she's a psheya, give a knas, be machmer against her. That's how the Sitar says over, or the Chochma Zodim says over that way. The Bada Shulchan wants to say even further than that. He wants a taino, he didn't find nothing there. But since the Maisa should not wear Big Day Tzavonim, that day she would, you should not count in the Zayin Nikiyim. He does say, starts clearing, what right do you have to make a knas when who's going to get punished for it? The husband should be also one extra day over here. So right, if it make a knas against the Isha, and the husband might also be also. He ends up Tzarechin on this situation, the tzorcha in tzas. But myso, we have place can say you should make a knas against her. However, a standard case is Isha knows she's supposed to wear white, but no, I'm a mutter, no problem, Medina is mutter, I have a reason, I have a tzorcha, or istamazai, it's only a mile of chumro. An oim a mutter, is that nichel neged of psheya? Is there knas? So the kitua, we see whether it's a heter or nichel Shabbos, the ged of oim a mutter is a ged of, as a loch of a shegeg, and therefore there is no knas against her. That means a gam, she knows she's incorrect what she's doing, but she thinks it's only a milo, she's an imam mutter, echnam is no knas. She knows what she's doing is wrong, echnam is a knas. So that means most times a knas will not really come out practically, because in general, usually it's an imam mutter. Now, number one, she has to, we have a case of a begonim that's either clean or white. Come on, the mechaber brings down. I'm sorry? No, 2 weeks in that is. That you have to judge if they have shalom bias issues, maybe. But otherwise, in the standard situation, this one's tshuva, it sounds like yesh latar labailo. The words do not say if it takes another couple of days. I'm sorry? If it takes a couple of months, you have to know. Lemay said, Slav. Paiskim or Rabbanim b'zmanenu say our marriages or our challenges we have in our society due to technology, we might be nichel in the category of being yeshal tar labayla due to our nesayness. And you have to have a Rav who knows the relationship and understanding that there is a heter out there which has to be used with caution, but it also should be used with caution sometimes. Now, there's a beggar over here that she has to wear that's white. Kamul Mechaber says, also loch of sadinim, her bed sheets over here. Now, according to Mechaber, it has to be clean. According to Ramon, it has to be either white or washed. Now, the question is, Bizman Azeh, that women wear tachtonim, that are tight, undergarments, and they point out, more than a few hundred years ago, no one did, because the Olam says over, they do not have any cotton, therefore, due to hygiene reasons, they cannot wear anything tight, because they couldn't breathe. So far, it's in Meis, now we have things that are tight. So now, you should go to sleep with undergarments. Is there any reason to have on her bed sheets to be white, to be clean over here? Or do you want to say, B'zman HaZeh L'maisa, the Svar doesn't apply, let's be Mekel. So the Maisa, the Israel of Nevin Sal, they asked this question, the Or Yitzchak says, Maisa, once the Svar does not apply anymore, she goes to sleep with undergarments. L'maisa, there's no reason to have white sheets. L'maisa, Reis Svarim, say, Apichesh ben, you're correct. However, then Hoga is to be Machmer. But Moshe, when he discusses in Shuva, he says it's toiv. The words of the Baal Shulchan, he says, you're right, but that's the meaning. Chaim Knievsky says, Loshon of it's roi. Chukas HaTahara says, it's a hider. The Mara Koyin says, noyegim. El Sarah says, noyegis. They all have a Loshon that Agam, you have a starkest svaro, why to be Michael? Agam, then Hoge is to be Machman. Whether it's not a svaro, the Moshe says, first of all, maybe it will move and shift over. We're not exactly sure what the getter of tight over here is. Maybe we'd had some Russian might go see without any undergarments, a slight plug shabai, or some that's on Hogan and Klai, so we keep the minik of a Seinu B'yadenu. That's this minik kosher, the swarm say, Agam Medina Yish Lodin, how that's the correct on Hogan. A ladder, if you go to a place where you have no option, you go to a hotel, then the maestro that's the only sheets they had over there, a ladder Yishim is Lismach Lahokal, and the silly would not make a knas in this situation. So again, so number one, Isha has to wear white is a tachlanim, and number two, she has to wear white, should wear white on the bedspreads. What else does she have to be clean and white over here? So one case is first she goes to the bathroom and she uses tissues or toilet paper. Does that have to be something that's white? It's going connected to Isha Mokim. Does that be white? So again, the Moshe is a tshuva in Chelik Dalet, in Yordain, Simon Yudzain, Oishchav Ches. He says, first of all, there's no need to go check the toilet paper. Because even if you go look upon it, it only leads to sfeikus over here. And the Vekarati says, you should not look. And Kiduha, everyone says, oh, when you go to the bathroom, and she does an act of kinuach, lemaisha, she should not look. And Vekarat, the correct anhoga, what a husband should do, is buy yellow toilet paper, should not lead to any problems. Just Agav, I was thinking about what exactly would happen if she looks. What is the situation over here? There's always, when Isha goes to the bathroom, there are two things, either katanim or gedalim. So practically, negate ketanim, I do not know why she should look. There's no need. If it's dry, it's dry. If it's wet, it's wet. Why practically to go look? Alts gedolim, the chura, Askatami might be a chashar kosher that's in Kutz al Kalif. But in the Gerti Gdolim, the Chur is a different place, it's a different Mokum. And if she did not say any reason to be chosher, she went connected to Oysel Mokum, the Chur no chashar kosher over there. And the Cholopach has been nichel together of a beged Muluchloch. And therefore, there is no reason to be machmer, even if he finds dam on top of this tissue over here. And therefore, I see that Shua Shai, the Cheshav Eifor, the Padavar, and Shuvan, the Chalapes, they come along a taina, if you do a Knoach HaGedoilim, there's no reason to be machmer. So, come out this being practical, by Ketanim, I know why there's a reason to go look. By Gedoilim, even if she does look, the Maestro finds something there, the Maestro applies to Mamekel. But the Stam, anyway, it always tells Isha the Maestro not to go look, especially by the case of Ketanim. Now that's the get to the toilet paper. It does not have to be white. Yellow is no problem. What about when she goes swimming? Does the bathing suit have to be white? Well, the cholpach is connected oisel mokum. Does it have to be a case that's white? So the Be'er Moshe, they asked him this question, the Debetzino. He said, L'chachila enchami should be white by a bathing suit. Maestro Moshe, when they asked him this question, he said, no, it doesn't have to be that way. He said, it's not worse than being orim without any clothing. You don't have to wear white. He says, maybe it should be clean over there. The Ist Am Niyash, but he said, Lamaisa, what's the point? You go swimming. Well, anyway, any drops of dam that come out will dissolve, and it won't even help anyway. And therefore, the Mikra the Swam come along and say that a person does not have to wear white when they go swimming. So finally, they come out, Lamaisa, practically, you have to wear white undergarments. It's a matter of having white sheets. Lamaisa, they get toilet paper you do not need, and by swimming, you do not need to be white. In this case of wearing white, we're saying it cannot be mekabel, it cannot be a case of big day tzavoinim. What about the idea of being mekabel tomo? Could she wear, for example, a pad that's white? On the tzad, the marakoyin or moish, it's not mekabel tomo. Or if a carrot connected oisem makom, she's wearing white, she wants to put white tissues there. The koin de roi paiskim, tissues are not being mekabel tomo. Can you put things there that are not mekabel tomo? The chakira, the oilim says over, is what does Chazal want when you're wearing a clean undergarment? They want to see dam come to answer you? Is that the point? Say, oh, Maisa, I'm seeing dam right now. Yet start designing Kim all over again? But no, they want to for Isha to see this dam there and to be in tune to the body, to lose some lave to what's happening over here and see if she has a gosh, there'll be a problem over here. But be more in tune to what's happening. Be nichli get a design Kim of Sfura Ubeduka. So the Shalom Mungla, according to what the site over here is, of wearing something that's clean. Lemaiso, in the Sefer Hilchos Yisrael, the Issa of Gusman this question, or Yitzchak has a Shuvah about it, the Orchas Taira of Isaac Kana is Marach about this question, and they come out, the site over here is just to be lost in life, and the Vadi can't wear something that's not Mekabel Tomo. And therefore, the replacement will give you this Eitzo, when you have a problem of being Tomei, or you have a problem of staining over here. So one of the eights of the summer, but one taino, though the father of Isaac Khan's Mahalach, is to wear a beggar that's not being makabel tomo. Al Sada Sheni, forced, he brings up Emek Shuva of Chaskel Roth, Lamaisi wants to be makel. He wrote to him and asked him about it. Chaskel Roth has a couple of Shuvas about it. He Lamaisi comes out to be Isha was Tomei Mitzan. She saw a dam by Gosho. Can you please take her away? Wait 1 second. Rivki? Out of the room. Yeah. The Kamalam Chaskel Roth. And he wants a tiny, if you see Dam through Agosha regular way, Echnami, you have to have something white that is Mekabel Tomo. And the Issachar of Berkowitz, he says, the Maisa, the Minig is Machmor, and have the thing there that is Mekabel Tomo. Hagami says, let's say Isha is a Mako, and by Mako, see the place will be Mekel to wear a big day to him. That he says, if you have a choice, big day to avoid him, or a case that is white, that's not being makabel tomo, that'll be a better eitzah. Because there's a minute caution klein so to wear white. As being makabel tomo, that's a big tumult if there's any makar for that at all. So it's better to wear a pad that's not stuck on, that's not being makabel tomo, over wearing big day to avoid him, you have a bayam instead of the sugya of mako. Otherwise, it has to be makabel tomo. Therefore, if you ask around what to go do, there's a machalik and hoge and swarm bismanenu. Earlier, I did not see anyone really discuss this question, but they come from different rayas. If the tachtonim or the begonim that's levenim have to be mekabel tumah or not, they just give an eitzah to an isha who's staining a lot. What to go do? They point out you stain less than the grizzly meister shitoyo. That's halacha in simukov tzadi on on Sifhei, lest the Grizzle Maish Torah. Therefore, she's staining. They say, constantly switch the undergarments. That means rule number one, they say, less than a penny, less than a simon lemais is mutter. You see something that's less than that size, you should take it off and switch and wear another undergarment. And then switch another one, to a different white, another undergarment. Anything less than a penny lemais is mutter. That we don't care about. That avada is mutter 100%. That's the first thing to go do if you're staining. If you have more than that, then the person can get involved with you. You have a makkel, what the reason is, if you can be semich upon somebody that's not being makabel tumo, or even a case of Bigdei Tzevayim. No, so Dam Kabbal Tumah is better than the case of Bigdei Tzevayim. That's what I said. Fakert. No, that everyone's, that's no problem. It's a beggar that's Makabal Tumah, that's white. That's 100% fine. You're just not letting the Shia of Kesem even tame you. That's all you're doing. That's not a problem. No, again, the loch is on undergarments that's mekabel tumah less than a gris, less than 19 millimeters, it's Torah. So Beseder, she's Torah. No, she's mekabel tumah, then she's also, yeah, so Eichlam is wear undergarments that mekabel tumah, but still she'll be Torah, she'll be mutter. Now, in this halacha, no, we want to ask her with doing the normal things over here, but the avada person have a right to change. We don't see anywhere the person can change. It's a little bit different. Be'etzim, by the case of less than a gris, if you have 10 of them one top of another, be'etzim you have a right to make on each one less than a gris. We're not mitzar of the grisim, except we're never sure if it's one or two or five or 10 grissim, or the 10 different spots all came at one time. Therefore, the place can be machmer mitzad sofik shibai. But if you can tell me, guaranteed, that this one came 2 hours ago because it's dry, this one came 2 hours later because it's wet, echlami won't be mitzad of the two. No. Again, Chazal itself will tell you it's mutter. Chazal will tell you, if you can make it be 10 different times, 100%, we won't be mitzad of. Even if we wear the same undergarments, we can't do that practically. I'm sorry? We do not see over here we're giving people aces to wear things that. We're not coming to give people aces to wear things that Makabel Tumah. We don't see this anywhere that this ace over here. But we do see less than Griff, the mice is mutter. Now, do you have to check this undergarment that you're wearing over here? Do you have to check this adidim? So, it seems to me that Moinam, the Noshim over here, they seem to misconstrue the halacha based upon the husband tells them over and over not to check the toilet paper. And someone who's in that, they seem to go do. Yet, by the undergarments, they always take it off, don't look, and they wash it quickly, whatever they can do. The Maaseh is very clear, the Rosh says, four time of Kiveg on the page, and all the places can go this way. A gam is not before should other Rishonim they point out, but all the places can go that you have to check it. That means the correct thing is you take off the undergarment and check. If you don't wear undergarments, you go to sleep, you check the bed. If you wear undergarments, Labdafki, you'll have to check. I'll be Svar Shibai. But Maaseh, the correct anhoga is to go check. Why? To be in tune to your body, what exactly is happening over here. Now, the idea of wearing white, when's this man to wear white? What's the first man? What's the latest man? Meaning you do, let's say, a hefsik 2.5 hours from Mincha Ketanan onwards. Do you have to do it from then? Or do you do it from the Zayin Akim and do it from Shkia time? So numerous Svarim point out, of Aida, by the Shulchan, others, the words of the Mechabed Sef Gimel is after the Hefsik, you wear Nakim. That means even before the Zayin Akim, you want to make the Hefsik and say your Torah from the Hefsik straight to the end of the Zayin Akim, you're supposed to wear, that means if you do a B'dikim of Shachris, you should wear Nakim from Shachris. Do bedikah from Mincha Ketana, from Mincha Ketana. Do bedikah from Samach Ben Shmoses, Samach Ben Shmoses. The Svarim say, you do a moich, fine, you already have the moich, that works for you. But otherwise, if you don't do a moich, you should wear the levenim after you do the Hefsik Tyro. Now, let's say it comes to the end of the Zayin Nekiyim, you cannot go to the mikvah. Let's say it's Tisha B'Av. Let's say it's Yom Kippur. Let's say you have an hogah not to go when the husband's not around. Do you still have to wear the Zayin Nekiyim? Wear Levenim over here. Do you have to wear something clean? So we get to Lochan Sefiud, and you get to Bedikas. Do you have to do Bedikas on day 8, 9, and 10? This is a Taz of one of the Medayik Lamais, you do not have to. The other Swarm say, after the Zayin Nekiyim, Agami did not go to the mikvah, you do not have to wear white. They do discuss, this being practical, that to go to the mikvah, you have to wear clean. We come back from the mikvah, you're supposed to wear a big day tzivonim. So during the week, it's very simple. You go with white, you take another in your bag, color, you come back with color. Let's say it's Friday night, and your place where there is no Erev, what to go do? What's your option? You go with white, and they come back with white. You go with color, you're not supposed to. So Rav Berkowitz says over that there are certain undergarments that mamash ba'isa mokum, by the crotch itself, is a place that is white. Now, they always told the Noshim they should not wear those undergarments, not because you want big day tzivonim during the Yemei Tahara. You should not wear those things. And if you do, wear it inside out. The Maisa, they say what to go do is when you go to the mikvah, wear those undergarments with the crotch white facing inside. And then the way back, put it inside out, and now the color is facing inside, and that's how you go home. Now, some people try and tell me you have a right to wear two undergarments. I'm not sure it's Hilchos Shabbos outside Toshaboy. But this Eitzah certainly is a very simple way. You go one way with the white facing inside, and the way back, you put it the other way. Now, coming to Ramon, it brings down that before you do anything of Hefzeg and Moich, you should do it in the case of Rechitza. That means, again, what this person is supposed to do is, number one, 5 days. Number two, afterwards, Rechitza. Number three, Hefzeg. Number four, Moich. And number five, then wear the act of Levenim. Now, this act over here of Rechitza, what the reason behind it, is the Chorah Semach Lugis said, Tire vs. Tosh Shlomim, is it coming to be Mekel upon her, coming to be Machba upon her? But you have to wash yourself. So I'm discussing, is it hot water, or it could be any water that you want, Shalmong this farm, make it sounds like whatever works, the cleaner, that's the correct and hugger what to go do. The Swam say, let's say she cannot do a chitzah, she's in work, goes to the bathroom, no real option over there. So they say, the chol pachas connect oisam mokum, take fresh wipes, and clean that place over there, baby wipes. Now, after a person does a chitzah, she does a case of a hefsik. The question is, can you do a hefsik miyad right away? Come on, the chazanish, your day in Simpei Aleph, he says he doesn't understand. An isha avada for 5 days is not shefas, she's not pouring out. Especially the last day, the most is coming drip, and then drip, and then drip. That's the most. So you do a rechitz over here. Then you do a bedikah miyad. What's the raya? It's not a raya for anything. You just clean it out. Maybe a couple minutes later, it's a mayin, that's psuach. That'll take another couple minutes later for something to come out over there. Divo says the Chaz Nish, the loch is, you have to wait after rechitz, so before you do an act of bedikah. Before you have sektairo. And already before the Chaz Nish brought down that way by the Meral Diskin, the Nefesh Chayo. And afterwards, numerous poskim of Moishev, Shlom Azalman, Bliashev, Avos, and the Chodshani, they say the loch is before the Hefsik, which let's say the Hefsik is a half hour before Shkia. You have to do Rechitza, let's say 45 minutes beforehand. That's race for him. Atzal Hasheni, the poskim point out that before the Chaz Nish and the Nefesh Chayo, it's not brought down anywhere in Shulchan Aruch. Not on the page Shulchan Aruch, not on the back of the Shulchan Aruch, not between the Shulchan Aruch, not on the Chavdas, the Taro, nobody. It's a very important concept that's mamish missing from any and everyone's Shulchan Aruch, any page. How can you tell a person do Rechitza, do Bedikah, and not point out, wait 15 minutes? Void says a Cheshav Eifoid. There's a Sefer called Taras Bas Yisrael that was checked over by the Chazanish, and he has the orders on the Sefer. Over there, in that Sefer, does not say you have to wait 15 minutes. Void says, Eimekatshuva, you're asking me a question. Lamaisa, you have a shiloh over here. If so, practically, how in the world is a good raya? Maybe the fact that you washed it out, there's no dam, will come a couple minutes later. He says, no, that's not true. He says, the maisa of the metzias is, if you, the kor or the ma'ain is open, if you put something inside her mokon, the mishmush or the aid will cause a dam to come to show over there. And therefore, it brings down that they see Eitzel Zikne and Meir Ra, they were not choshev this chum in the chazanish. So there are those who have a starker taina, an eyes in the taina, that's not brought down anywhere. And there's a swarve to answer back the maisa, there is a, the bedikah does work, the fact that no dam came and showed over here. The maisa, that's not how the malachtim go, that's not how the swarm go. Maisa that come out every single sefer, the Maisa is machmer. Once you machmer, after rechitza, they get involved. What the numbers is, you have to wait after the rechitza. And they really, they make two levels. One, lechatchila, what to wait. One, to be the eved, what to wait. Lechatchila, come along with Maisha Tshuva that says you should wait 15 minutes. Of the Yashiv, or Abayis, part of Simchel, Vusheoz, or Berkwitz, lechatchila 15 minutes. Shlomo Zalman says 10 minutes. Chodeshalim says 8 minutes. But you have to wait 8 to 15 minutes. Otherwise, it's not a raya at all. The hefsek would not work. Bidi Eved, the Isra Moshe Bidi Eved, says 10 minutes. Rushi Oz says 6, 7. B'Yashim says 5. But over here, there are numerous farmers say, Bidi Eved, the mice did not pour down by the Paiskin. And therefore, the era of Vosner and Mchan Knievsky and of Strombach and Sotairo, the article of Taino, again, you're right, the Chachil, you should wait. But if you did not wait, Bidi Eved, Yeshomi Lismach Lokal. To take this chumra, this question of how long to wait, a step further, we're saying numerous farms say after rechitza you have to wait 15 minutes, otherwise no hechacha a raya that the ma'ayin is sosum. What people do, they do a bedika, they see a mashu down by the hefsek. So what they're told, do a bedika again. And therefore we said, why do a bedika a hefsek half hour before? And numerous farms say, to give you an option, do a couple of bedikas. In this bedika that you're doing before the hefsek, of the hefsek, we do bedika, you see mashu dam on the bedika. Do you also have to wait? Is it the same exact sugyo? That means the Chanish is discussing in case of rechitzo. Nefesh Chai is discussing rechitzo. What about by bedika? Is the same idea to be machmer and say you have to wait from bedika to bedika? It's coming the Chodshani and the Badar Shulchan and the Marakoyin, the Vushioz, the Berkwit, the Tainat, it's the same sugyo. And therefore, it's just like they have to wait 15 minutes. Do a bedika find mashu dam, you have to get away 15 minutes. Atzad Hasheni, over here, coming the Taz of Shachar Shalom, he says, Felder says over in Shir, that the Isra Moshe, you have to wait between the act of bedika to bedika, says, no, you didn't have to wait. Either Isra in your own tshuva says, by rechitza, you have to wait. He says, Yesh L'chalek. He says, the reason why I'm saying to wait after rechitza is not mitzad chaznish. The reason is, it's not a raya, it's not a chocho, the mind is awesome. It's for a different reason. We saw a concept in Siman Kuf Peiches, that when an isha has water, it could change the color of red to white. Therefore, after rechitza, the fact that you do a bedika and do not see red there, it could be that the water changes the color or mixes in, and makes it to yarkus, makes it to orange, other colors that people will not answer. Therefore, mitzad rechitza will come along to be machmer. Mash enke negate the sugya bedika, a person can be mekel. And therefore, even though those want to be machmer in the case of rechitza, come on the Orchis Tyre of Isaacano, the Or Yitzchok, and one time in the gate of Bdiko, you can be mekel. Atzal Sheni, those want to be machmer, say it's mamash the same sugya of the Chazanish. Maestro, the svar to be mekel, there are three svars to be mekel. One is those want to be mekel, even rechitza b'chlal, there's no marmok to be machmer. Open b'shulchan aruch and rechitza, there's no way that says it. Number two, even by rechitza, the apaisim one time is mutar b'di'avid. Number three, those want to mechalti in the sugya of rechitza and Bdiko. Therefore, as far as I see, the Noshim do not seem to know this chiluk over here. Therefore, they do a bedika. They see it does not come out well, does not come out good. They'll do a bedika 30 seconds later, a minute later. They're not going to wait. Ma'ashekin rechitzo, they are told, ma'ashekin to wait. And this, again, there is a svara to mechaluk over here. Sif Dalad. I guess I'm over my time, so I guess I'll leave Sif Dalad to go through tomorrow. Slocha. Questions?